Yeah, the bank was in opposition.
Wow. Okay, let's go back to.
$10,529.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Yes, indeedy.
$10,529, L&T Fennel Trustee, north of Row 483, north of Waterview Drive, being lot one within Waterview Acres Development, a variance from the side yard setback requirement.
Thank you, Susan.
Name and address.
Richard Ewing, 7003 Atlanta Circle, Seaford, Delaware.
You swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do. Hello, council members.
Good evening.
I'm Rick Ewing. I'm here representing my friend James Fennel and his trustee of the estate, Ellen Fennel, who could not be here tonight. I'd like to pass out some pictures so you can see what we're actually talking about here tonight.
Mr. Ewing, let me stop you and make one comment. As I understand it, this application was presented previously and denied
by the
board.
That's correct.
All right. When that situation comes up, when you've had a denial and there's a reapplication, there's a two-step process the board goes through. And the first step is for you or the applicant to explain to the board and convince the board that the application you're presenting tonight is substantially different from the one that was denied previously. Because there's a basic rule that you don't get two bites out of the apple. You don't get to keep coming back forever and ever. So your application or the application this evening has to be substantially different than the one that was presented to the board previously and denied. So you need to address those factors first, and the board then considers that portion.
Okay, I'm not really sure of what was presented the first time because I wasn't part of that. I know it was denied for the reason of Department of Transportation had an easement on the property. We've been in contact with the Department of Transportation, Mr. Jim Osborne, and he told us that they have no plans. The plans were 30 years old, that there would be a drainage put in there at some time, but Mr. Osborne told Mr. Fennel, actually, that this was not going to happen. So I think that's probably why we were denied the first time. And so.
Is this the same shed that was at issue?
Yes.
Before?
Yes, it is.
Did we ever get a response from Delta on that?
On the first one?
Yeah.
Yes.
We did get that. Okay, thank you.
So they're not going to do it. A letter?
Did they?
The letter
it was a
about.
Phone call on our part.
You didn't get a letter?
No, we didn't get a letter. We had a phone call to Mr. Osborne.
You didn't get a letter.
I have a letter from Mr. Osborne, the subdivision supervisor from DelDOT in opposition.
Opposition? Sorry, I didn't know that.
Well, be that as it may, the rules are the same whether you were here or not. So your first step has to be to convince the board that this is a substantially different application than that was presented and denied the first time. So however you choose to do that is up to you.
Well, maybe I should ask Mr. Fennel to come up because he knows more about the first application than I.
James Fennel, 25510 Waterview Drive.
In
Waterview Acres.
Seaford,
Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Okay. Either talk from there, or if those you can grab one of those microphones for him, either whichever works better.
Give me an idea. What should I say?
I'm not sure. Not really sure what to say.
Well, when I did speak to Mr. Osborne on the phone, he said, "Chances are it's never going to happen." That, you know, he considered it more of a property dispute at this point. He said, "It's been 30 years. Are you ever going to put the drainage pipe in?" And he said, "Chances are no, never." And it's at the end of the property leads right into the pond. The property lines were changed, I believe. We lost something when they built Waterview Waterview Acres, where I live, is next to Pond Haven, the new development. Our property line, somehow I lost some property there. They moved the property line. I didn't get a chance to say that last time. It's a different tree they're going over. I don't know why they got a tree there, but it's a different tree that my original property line went to. It shoots off north. When Pond Haven was built, all of a sudden the property line went straight across. So I lost something there when they built Pond Haven. And the thing, I've been maintaining that property for over 20 years.
Hold on a second. The decision the last time said that the applicant failed to show that the property could not be utilized in a reasonable fashion without a variance, and the practical difficulty had been created by you, the applicant. So how have either of those findings changed?
You got me right in the head.
All I know is that the shed was set on an existing pad in an existing spot. It was set there on the pad to allow for drainage past the shed and past the carport to allow for the natural slope of the ground to allow for drainage to the pond. And moving it closer to the carport, the additional 3 feet is...
But that's exactly what was asked for the last time. So again, you have to show what's different about this application. So is it a different location this time?
No, there's nothing different. We didn't actually know it was denied until he got a letter in the mail stating that...
Yeah, I was a violation. I was never told.
He never knew
it. The executrix of the estate just...
Didn't get him the information.
Didn't do a thing.
So we didn't have time for an appeal or anything. Well, we just didn't know anything about it. So,
I mean, according to the decision before, there was a request for a 3-foot variance from the 5-foot side yard setback, which is what's being requested this time, correct?
Yes, it's still the same. You're right.
Been a replacement of a dog kennel with a shed on an existing concrete pad, which is what you just told me.
Right.
It's been there for over 20 years.
Shed sits on an easement, measures 28 by 14. So it's got to be something different about the application than that. That's exactly what you presented last time, and you don't get to do it a second time.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry, but I don't think there's anything different. We're just coming back stating our case because of... We felt it was just on the Department of Transportation, and we felt from the phone call that nothing was going to happen on that.
Well, it sounds like that hasn't changed either, because DelDOT seems to still be objecting to it, correct?
Someone
has it. I have it here.
He said one thing. He said something different on the phone.
What did it say on the letter?
Okay, I'll read it to you. I would like to express the department's concern with the variance request for the above-referenced case number. On September 8th, 2009, I spoke with a Mr. James Farewell about DelDOT's perspective of allowing a variance for lot number 1 within Waterview Acres, which is state-maintained. The request was to reduce the drainage easement. Was that your request?
Yeah.
The drainage easement?
Well, yes, that's correct.
Okay, the easement is currently at its minimum width of 10 feet, therefore a reduction in width should not be allowed. The easement is... direct access for Baker Mill Road if it was needed. Do you know what date it was that Mr. Osborne told you that he had no problem with it now? Or that they were not going to pursue it?
I don't think he did.
Exactly. You have nothing in writing from Mr. Osborne?
No. It was just that phone call.
When did you get that phone call?
Excuse me?
When did you get that phone call?
I tracked him down. It was a couple months ago, probably. No, a couple months ago, I guess.
Yeah. Yes, definitely a couple months. Yeah. Yeah, probably there. I don't think you have it on your notes.
This is November 24th.
Yeah, November 24th.
This was 10:30 is our date.
Pardon me?
Oh, wait, no, that's not right.
Shoot.
No date.
I'm sorry, I don't have a date on it.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
No date.
Oh, no date?
August, September.
Do you recall?
Sometime August to September, that's what they have written down here.
Of this year?
Yeah.
That what instigated that call was after you received another violation?
Well, I was trying to find
out. After we found out a violation. After he found out he had a violation.
I was trying to figure out how to get it changed, the variance changed, whatever. And I just went through a whole bunch of different people, and I finally wound up with Osborne, and we had a long conversation, and it turns out I'm never gonna put a pipe there, a drainage pipe, and he wound up saying that it's really, as far as I'm concerned, it's really gonna wind up being a property line dispute, because Delta probably will never ever put a pipe there.
So, Mr. Finella, you've been there 20 years.
My parents bought the house. They've been there over 20 years. I think they bought it in 86.
And how long is the shed and the...
The dog kennel was there first, and the shed's been there since 2000, I think. At this
2001.
Point. 2001. My sister is actually a chick. She took all my paperwork from this, and you know how those things go with the after death. And yeah, all the important stuff that took me years to gather.
Well, as you well know, you've got to find something substantially different about the application.
Nothing I can do. There or not, so. If I wind up getting LDOT to committing to never putting in that pipe, would that be enough?
I'm not sure that's even enough. I mean, unfortunately, the application is exactly the same as it was before.
What would satisfy the county to give me this variance? Could you give me a hint at least?
Yeah, meeting all the stand. Well, first off, that it be substantially different, the request. And then meeting all of the standards for granting a variance.
With all the questions that were on the applications, I thought I did.
Well, this is a somewhat different application because, as I said, you can't just keep coming in over and over until you finally win one. I mean, you get one bite out of the apple, and there's an assumption that everybody puts their best foot forward and puts the best information out there. And if you don't succeed, that's pretty much the end of it.
There's really no place to put that shit on that property.
That was the claim that was made just a year ago.
I know.
It looked like in December.
If he met the setback by moving it 3 feet, he'd be fine then, basically. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
As long as he met the setback.
The problem is that you've requested a variance into the setback.
Right.
And that was turned down once for a number of reasons.
There's just many difficulties in that with that tree. Matter of fact,
sir, all those were raised the last time. Yeah. All you're doing is telling us the same thing you told us a year ago. It's got to be a different application.
Are the pictures up there?
Well, there is. I think there's one difference, and that is that the applicant received a phone call from DelDOT saying that, they had no plans to.
Go ahead. I mean, if you all want to vote on it, I mean, that's the written record, but I don't know how you're going to get by that. Yeah, I'll give you here's your photographs.
Damn.
If you got a phone call and then this... This is, if you had a phone
if you look at the pictures, you can see there's nothing ever going to happen here.
I mean, that's more hearsay than this. I think, like you, I would like to be able to help with the gentleman, but. We can.
Could do. You could do that, Rick. You saying that Mr. Osborne comes to testify, the guy from DelDOT, whether he did tell him or not.
Yep. asked in his written word is enough.
What is that? That's a memo or an email from...
It's an email.
It's an email to me.
Yeah, that's an email from him. That was just on the 24th, which was 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. He just sent it to
you? No, someone must have gave him my email. He must have called in the office and he emailed it to me for this hearing.
To you, decision. Well, gentlemen, it's on the table.
Like Rick said, we really can't do anything. No change?
How about the drainage part?
Well, somebody has to, again, it's a two-step process. So the board has to find
first to see if it's different before you can hit it.
If you don't make that preliminary finding, then we need to do that first. The facts anymore.
Mr. McCabe, after hearing everything, how do you feel on the first part of the two-step process?
Apparently, it's the same application as presented last time.
That we denied.
By law, we cannot listen to it.
Mr. Workman?
The same.
You feel it's the same?
I don't see anything different than what he did.
Okay.
Mr.
Hudson?
Well, it's unfortunate that it's the same, although, if I've heard testimony that the Del Dot official told the applicant one thing and then sends something different in writing. So, but unfortunately, the application is the same.
Mr. Mills.
Yeah, the adjacent property, whatever changes happen there or whatever effects, it doesn't change the fact that the request is the same.
Right.
And the law doesn't allow us to rehear it.
Need a motion.
Need a motion, Alan.
We need a motion on that.
If for example, you were able to move it a couple of feet, but you still needed a foot, that would be different.
Just a couple of feet and I still need a foot, you think I get the variance? Is that what you said?
No, I'm not saying you get the variance, but it would change the request. Therefore, it could be reheard.
It would be different than before.
And then you would still need to address all five standards of granting a variance, which is typically a difficult thing to do because one of the standards, as you noticed in your application, is that it cannot have been created by the applicant.
Yeah, that's going to be a hard one to...
Saying just by putting up a shed, I created it?
Yeah. Pardon me?
Just by putting up a shed, you're saying I created it?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. You know, I was going off of the old property lines that were there originally.
But you're putting the cart before the horse again. We're not there. And you've got to do something to change the application.
Everything.
Substantially, not just, you can't just kick it over 6 inches. That's not going to be substantial. It's going to be a significant change.
3 feet.
3 feet, you wouldn't need the variance.
Have you ever got a survey?
We have a survey here.
You have a new one, updated one? I mean, again?
Yeah, it's the one that agrees with the Pond Haven.
Yeah.
Where they moved the property line.
So it agrees with them?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But, this house has been there over 20 years. I think it was built in 76 or something.
72?
I make a motion.
All right. Then, appreciate that. Well, gentlemen, everybody's in agreement?
It's obvious it doesn't, it's not significantly different. So I'd make a motion that we cannot rehear it.
Not even with
case
the time?
Case number 10,529. Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. McCabe that we, deny case number 10,529.
The rehearing.
In reference to the rehearing. Okay.
Thank you for your time.
In favor? All those in favor of the motion?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Okay, now.
Sorry, gentlemen.
Sorry about that.